tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Welcome to the Roto Experts. I'm Mike Blute, along with Corey Parson, Scott Angle, and Matt Modica. I'm taking you all the way through the around the horn of the NFL for Week 7. We obviously started off with a big matchup last night. Explosive performances out of players like Tyreek Hill, Alex Smith, Derek Carr, and most of all, Amari Cooper, Corey.
Yeah, Amari Cooper getting it done. Hopefully you didn't have him sitting on your bench this week. The matchup was perfect. I think we saw him start getting involved more in the offense last week. Success breeds confidence, so I think we... Here's the thing. You say, okay, well, you feel good about it moving forward, but I would still temper my expectations. Enjoy what you got. Glad that he's back in the part of the offense and not in that 2 to 4 point range. He's not going to drop 40 next week, but if we can get him in a consistent 15 to 20 fantasy points, I think we'll be good to go moving forward. I don't think he hits the back of the baseball card like we thought he would earlier this season, but I'm satisfied with what he can do moving forward.
Scott, it's the biggest bounce-back game as you could expect, right? A couple of single-digit performances followed by the biggest game fantasy game of the year, save one performance from Kareem Hunt.
Look, it's at, as Matt has continually pointed out, you know, this guy's only 23, and he's in his third year. You know, there's going to be some bumps, some bruises, but the talent is just too much. And, you know, enough with the negativity like that I saw on Twitter last night. Oh, he dropped a pass. Like, even the best are not going to catch everything thrown their way. Oh, it all happened in the first quarter I saw early in the game. It's like you get these big numbers. You know, it's not going to happen throughout the full course of a game. You see, if a quarterback throws for 4 touchdowns in the first half and he doesn't do anything in the second half, that's how he got there. You look at the bottom line, there's absolutely nothing to be unhappy about. You don't sell high this morning either.
Yeah, here's the thing on Cooper. I mean, I've tweeted it out consistently throughout this year. He's the third wide receiver in their age 21 and 22 seasons to have back-to-back 1,000 yards. It's Randy Moss, I think, 98 to 99, Mike Evans, 2014, 2015, and Amari Cooper the previous two seasons. So, I mean, we know that talented. It was definitely frustrating. Definitely, you know, people were losing it, and they were right. I mean, you're watching this guy put up 1.6, 2.9, and dropping a bunch of passes. But it's like I was trying to say, you just... Certain, like Corey said too, you have to play these guys. You can sit certain Martavis Bryant. You can sit. It's tough to sit your second round pick, and then if you do, and you watch him put up 44 points,
sickening.
You're gonna lose your mind.
Sickening.
Yep, yeah, that's where I'm at this morning. I benched him in one league, and I start him in another. Different decisions, but ultimately, Corey, the last thing I'd say on this game is that a tremendous battle by the two quarterbacks. We have 342 and 3 touchdowns for Smitty, 417 and 3 touchdowns for Derek Carr.
Yeah, high scoring game. Quarterbacks getting involved in the fantasy points. So you got two guys who finish off the week as quarterbacks, you know, as top 12 quarterbacks. So definitely good performances. Alex Smith continues to get it done. Derek Carr, even while injured, putting up a kind of performance we've expected from Derek Carr for the whole season now.
And for those of you that have been on the wrong side of the Chiefs' wagers the last 2 weeks, you got to lay off the Chiefs. Losing bets on the last play of the game a couple of weeks in a row. It's Mike, Corey, Scott, and Matt. We're here for the next 2 hours on the Roto Experts.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Back on the Roto Experts. Hit us up on Twitter today at FNTSY Radio. Matt Modica is at CTM Baseball. Scott Angle is at Scott E. Roto X. Corey Parson is at The Fantasy Exec, and I'm at Mike Blewett. So hit us up on Twitter. Give us a call today if you like. 844-843-6879. 84-FNTSY. So
Wanted to go through some injury stuff. We talked about DeMarco Murray before in a previous segment. Want to really take a look, see if any other guys jump out. We talked a little bit about some guys that have been banged up and that we're fearful of. No real injuries impacted us last night in the game. Obviously, you're going to have to keep an eye on Marshawn Lynch moving forward to see if he gets a suspension from that, right, Scott?
And Scott was 100% right in the preseason. He wanted nothing to do with Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. I know a lot of people had him as a top 12 back, and shout out to the King for that.
Yeah,
yeah. I wanted nothing to do with him. You know, and people were taking me to task on it. I said, the guy hasn't played in a year. He didn't look good in 2015. Well, he didn't look good in 2015 for the most part. I just didn't see it as, you know, with the amount of production. I don't necessarily age. It's more mileage than age, I believe. And I just didn't see it. Then I thought, and they said this on the broadcast last night, that he had a good opener. And that I thought, okay, I was wrong. And then that's turned out to be the only good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's only had 13 touches once since the first week.
Yeah, so
occasionally he still looks like himself, and sometimes people are blaming the line and et cetera, but I really don't think it's the line. I just, you know, once in a while, he's not what he was. You look at these older running backs, right? Adrian Peterson, even though he had a good game, Mike, he doesn't run with the same power and authority that he used to. He's still got vision, he's still got juke, and he's still got some quickness, but, you know, Marshawn Lynch doesn't quite have that hop in his step. He wasn't just a physical runner in his prime. He used to really juke, you know, jump cuts and uncanny quickness. When I watched Kareem Hunt on that 35-yard run, and he went to the corner, right, refused to go out of bounds, and then he stiff-armed Reggie Nelson, I said, that's what Marshawn Lynch looked like in his prime. I said, Marshawn Lynch is not in his prime anymore. He's hanging on.
Plus, to compare the two guys, Adrian Peterson's physical ability is sort of the stuff of legend, right? His ability to come back from the ACL. I'm not suggesting that Marshawn Lynch wasn't great and supremely physically talented, but Adrian Peterson is also, I think you're right, you have to temper your expectations of him moving forward. Additionally, he's also done some things physically that we haven't really seen from anybody else. So we'll continue
to see. I'm just saying he's not the same type of runner.
That's fair. I don't think he is either. I was with you on the Marshawn Lynch thing, by the way. The only reason he's inserted himself into my lineup, as I mentioned in yesterday's programming, is that Dalvin Cook and David Johnson got hurt on the same team, so I've had to sort of dig down for a
plug in.
It's been a Lynch, now it's an Alvin Kamara situation. So going down through, Jameis Winston did participate in practice in a limited form, Corey. So well, he's got this sprained AC joint in his shoulder. It's probably going to be pretty painful, but he might be able to tough through it. The problem is that he could tough through it and be limited in what he's able to do offensively.
And he might leave the game this week also if situation gets too bad, traveling on the road to Buffalo. Buffalo has that good defense. That defense going to be even better at home. I would even if he's healthy.
It kind of seems like you're doing a prayer with James.
Even if he's healthy, I'm covering his ears.
Corey is giving earmuffs to little Jameis Winston.
Because I don't want him to hear what I'm about to say. Even if he's healthy, I would sit him.
I think you can't start him this week.
Yeah, there's been more than one Tampa Bay beat guy who's saying, and Adam Schefter is too, they don't expect him to play. I think, you know, they're kind of cloaking it to keep the opposition off balance. I think you'll see game time decision and probably be deactivated. Inside injuries, we'll have a full roundup later today on rotoexperts.com, but they've already come out and said that they expected this like a 2 to 4 week to get back to optimal health.
Yeah, so on the Bills side of things, Jordan Matthews, we talked a little bit about him in yesterday's show. He participated in practice in a limited fashion. Charles Clay did not participate. We don't expect Clay to play at all, and we do expect Matthews to potentially be a game-time decision.
I think the Bills need him. You know, I think they need him to play this. You know, they need a professional NFL-proven receiver out there to kind of help. I mean, you got guys
what
like
are you trying to say about Andre Holmes?
you know, you got like Andre Holmes, Zay Jones, and
Brandon
probably
Tate.
Probably being misused. You know, he's a slot receiver, not an outside guy, but he's been dropping passes as well. I mean, I got to think, you know, Nick O'Leary's going to see a ton of targets this week, and, you know, LeSean McCoy probably lead this team in receiving.
You know his grandfather is, right? Nick O'Leary's grandfather?
Yes, Jack Nicklaus.
Jack Nicklaus, the golfer.
Yeah. I think there's an opportunity here where if you, you need wide receiver help and you can stash somebody to go out and grab Jordan Matthews if he's available. Because when he comes back, to Matt's point, they need a proven NFL receiver in that offense. He's going to get a ton of targets, I think, when he's healthy.
Yeah, I don't think this is a pick him up and play him kind of thing. I think it's a pick him up and let's see what you got. Yeah. So
Corey, in 2 weeks, you might be glad you have him.
Corey, unfortunately, the Panthers list of players that did not participate and or participated in limited fashion in practices as long as there is in the league. You got Kelvin Benjamin did not participate. Luke Kuechly did not participate. Down through a bunch of other defensive players as and Cam Newton had limited participation. And so we got a lot of guys on the Panthers that are either resting or not likely to play. Kelvin Benjamin is probably the one of the most concerned.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin is the most concerning one. He's the guy that you want to get out there, especially the kind of volume that he's been getting in the passing game, also having a good season. You like the matchup. So I think you want to see, obviously, what happens today. If he gets on the field today in a limited form, you feel better. If he's a DNP today, I think we're headed towards a dreaded game time decision. Is that a 4 o'clock or 1 o'clock start?
I think it's a 1. That's a 1, yeah.
All right, so you don't have to worry about that
that's
too much.
That's kind of why I'm look, I needed to help a tight end anyway, but that's kind of why I'm thinking maybe it's an easy Ed Dixon week. You know, the guy plays every snap. If Benjamin doesn't play or plays and he's banged up, look, Funchess has been getting, you know, double-digit targets almost every week. McCaffrey had been coming off a 14-target game. But Ed Dixon.
Yeah.
Ed Dixon.
Christian's daddy.
Yep. Ed Dixon should probably be involved. At least I'm hoping that.
Moving on to the Titans. We talked about DeMarco Murray. I think you just got to keep an eye on it. Mariota participated in practice in full. Delanie Walker, limited participation. I think he's expected to play, but another guy that you got to keep an eye on, Scott.
Well, he's played through a lot of injuries, so you know, it's a great, great matchup for Walker. He could have his best game of the year. The yardage has not been there at all, but you know, if he can get in the end zone this week.
What about Jonnu Smith, maybe? He gets another touchdown. But it's just a week that you...
Daily punt.
You feel more comfortable starting, say, Eric Decker after what you saw on Monday night.
Yeah. He looked healthy. He was running sharp routes.
What do you think about that, Corey? Eric Decker?
I mean, you got to feel better after the performance you saw last week. I think you can get him out there safely. I'd have no problem with it. I'm playing Rashad Matthews in a lot of places. Obviously, the health of Mariota. But, yeah, the Decker thing, listen, temper your expectations. It's not going to be like last week every week.
I really avoided him a lot because I didn't know exactly what his role was going to be. Health, plus I didn't know what his role was going to be. We still hear each and every week, Rashard Matthews is going to be the most heavily targeted guy. We know what Delanie Walker is. They obviously like to run the ball a lot. So I think even if Eric Decker has success moving forward, it's probably going to be in limited spots, right? Like a good week here, a couple of bad weeks, another good week. You really think he's going to go back to dominant form? Like he takes over?
I was watching that game. That was the best Decker look. He looked healthy. I thought it was going to take a while for him to get into form, you know, to get into rhythm, but also get back into health. I looked last week. That's a healthy Eric Decker. I'm willing to take the crack on him.
That's good. You know, Mariota's participating in full, so I think that speaks well of him. On the Browns injury report, Kenny Britt limited, but one guy that made the injury report, which is something to keep an eye on just from an NFL standpoint, Joe Thomas didn't practice. I wonder if they're just giving him some rest because he's Joe Thomas. But what did he have, 10,000 snaps in a row? He didn't miss one. So it's just something to keep an eye on. I just thought it was an interesting tidbit from an NFL standpoint, even though it doesn't necessarily affect their running game, which hasn't been what we wanted it to be, although Duke Johnson has been a more valuable property of late. Yes?
You know what? Check out my strong and value plays on Seahawks.com coming out today. I said I start Isaiah Crowell. I'm going out there on Crowell this week. I think he's going to have his first good game of the year. I think the Browns win their first game of the season this week. I have a strong hunch, gut feeling on this. And the key to that is playing ball control. And the key to that is Isaiah Crowell. I think Crowell's going to have a good week.
Is he trolling you with that, Crowell?
I mean, I felt it a little bit. I felt like he tried to come for me a little bit, but you know,
get over yourself. Just because I'm talking about Isaiah Crowell,
I'll get him back. I'll get him back before Bill.
It has nothing to do with Corey.
I'll get him back before 9 a.m. East. He'd be crying.
He'd be crying. Well, you'll be crying. Oh, we're playing Mike Florio lying and I'm losing.
Well, actually, we're not going to have Mike Florio lying today. bad news. So we're going to have to wait until another week for me to defend.
I'm glad that we have
finally
somebody
won't be Crybaby Friday with Corey.
I'll come up with some trivia for the third.
Apparently, my complaints to HR about that culturally biased HR. Game are starting to
culturally
pay off.
Biased. They didn't teach math in Corey's neighborhood.
What's going on, Florio? He's taking a day off. What's going on here?
Florio's
slacking. The fishbowl is really dirty.
He's meeting Greg in Rome. They're hanging out at the Trevi Fountain. So, all right, it's Mike, Scott, Corey, and Matt back after this on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Back on the Roto Experts.
Interesting conversation in the break.
tough segue to make coming out of the break there, but we'll continue talking.
Corey was talking about some Astros pitcher he was checking out.
Yeah, he was. He sure was. So we continue on through the injuries. Want to get a sense of what your thoughts are, Corey. I'll go to you first on this one. Willie Snead. He's been a guy where people felt pretty good about stashing him, and I might have picked him up waiver wire around week two, getting ahead of the buys and getting ahead of him coming back from suspension.
He's been a donut so far, but I would buy. Yeah. I'd buy low because I like his PPR appeal. He's healthy. As he gets healthier throughout the course of the season, other players are going to be getting injured. He'll be fresh. So I just think it's going to take a little while for the chemistry to get going. But I'll buy him. I'll buy low on Willie.
Yeah, Willie. I mean, I want to buy low on him too, but it's kind of crazy how Willie Snead and Jamison Crowder, who we thought were like so safe.
Yes.
You know, they were just safe guys.
And they've been donuts.
And yeah, they've been donuts.
And Rush had the Thielen. Thielen was the guy in that area to go for.
Thielen and Hogan were the two.
Yep, I mean, they were the guys in that area to go for.
So yeah, but nobody even drafted Hogan in a lot of leagues, you know?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Hogan became, and like I said, I didn't buy in, and that's probably one of my biggest mistakes in the New York Super was not taking Hogan when I had the opportunity. But I did buy in that first week when he was available in any of the early drafts I did.
Yeah.
Why you look lost, Scott?
Thoughts on Willie
Why you
Snead?
Look lost, Scott?
I'm looking for the Cowboys defense.
Studio 34. That's a good one, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the Mets.
Of course you are. He's obsessed with them. It's like, no matter how many championships the Yankees win, certain Yankee fans will like always be worried that the Mets can take over the city.
No, you want to? No, they're not worried about that.
Yeah, they are.
No, I'm a Mets fan. They're not worried about that. But one of the saddest tweets
just won't tell you that.
I saw last night was after Justin Turner was non-tendered by the Mets, him versus David Wright. It was really sad.
This past yikes. 3 years.
One guy made $20.6 million, the other guy $80 million.
Wow.
Yeah, Justin Turner, Daniel Murphy.
Look, David Wright's had a great career. Yeah. He's a great ball player, but I hope he retires.
He's a great ambassador to New York City sports, too.
Yeah, look, it's unfortunate what's happened to him, but, you know, it's even more unfortunate that
looking
the Mets.
Looking forward to having him on the Fantasy Hall of Fame hour soon.
So there you go. Yeah. That'd be a nice little shameless plug right there. I have no problem with that. Yeah. I have no problem with
we
that.
We got to get people listening. For those rock and roll fans, we have this weekend we're going to have Andy Black, Andy Biersack of the Black Veil Brides.
Who the hell is that?
I don't expect you to know. You don't know who Led Zeppelin is.
Not know who Led Zeppelin is, but who are the Black Veil Brides?
They're one of the most popular newer rock bands.
Show
right
me
now.
Them on the charts. Where they at on the charts, Scott? I don't care about. Show me the numbers,
dude,
Scott.
You think Ozzy Osbourne is one of the Beatles, okay?
Can you name two members of Led Zeppelin? Corey?
Exactly.
No,
I don't think you can name one.
Wait a minute. Okay, Led Zeppelin.
There's two really famous guys. That's why I gave you two. You can name one. I'll give you a C.
Led Zeppelin. Is that guy Tyler in Led Zeppelin? Who's in Led Zeppelin?
Robert Plant, Jimmy Page. Those are
no, don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway, Fantasy Hall of Fame hour this weekend. Andy Biersack of the Black Veil Brides.
Okay. Well, good stuff. So please listen to that. Download, listen. So Willie Snead, Scotty, one catch, 11 yards on the season so far.
Willie Snead, Scott, why are you sitting up here giggling?
I'm still laughing about Steven Tyler and Led Zeppelin. But
right, I asked about Willie Snead like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm still laughing, though.
I got
I'm still laughing.
All right, well, I'll go on to somebody else.
Yeah, but Willie Snead is, you know, you just got to wait for him to be healthy. I don't think this is the week, but be patient and stash him because, you know, I really believe that this team misses him in terms of being a chain-moving receiver. You can see it, and he's going to make an instant impact as soon as he's healthy. So don't give up.
All systems go for Ted Finn Jr. again against that Packers defense?
I think you got to be
– I got some interesting lineup decisions that involving him. So I'm interested in getting you guys' thoughts on this. So I'm pulling up the teams now, so somebody else might want to talk while I do this.
I'll go to Matt's thoughts on Leonard Fournette.
I'm worried, very worried. Look, I thought he was more injured than it seemed after the game and stuff. When I first saw what happened,
it looked bad initially.
Yeah, I tweeted out Fournette and then an expletive on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I think you really, if you can get Chris Ivory right now, if you can go out and pick him up, if you picked him up earlier. We dropped him with the buys coming up and stuff, and we're Fournette owners, me and Chris Vaccaro. We went back and we paid $200 on Wednesday night to make sure we got him, and we did, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I picked up Ivory in two leagues this morning, and in my Dynasty League, he's available. I need running back help, and I'm going to throw in a bid for him tonight. Heavy bid if Fournette doesn't practice today.
Yeah, Marquise Lee did not participate in practice, too, so they continue to have injuries.
Yeah, and Marquise Lee has been getting peppered with targets week in and week out. I mean, Allen Hurns is the guy that, you know, he's very touchdown-dependent. So, I mean, look, if Lee doesn't play, yeah, I mean, I know they don't like to pass the ball that much, but you got to think Allen Hurns is going to be the beneficiary.
I mean, yeah, but they might throw 12 passes. You feel what I'm saying? That's the whole thing about the situation. That's an interesting
Seven
topic.
You want
to
know what? Yeah. It could be another Mercedes Lewis game.
It could be Mercedes Lewis. You never know how to count these things with these teams that don't really have that much balance in on offense or that much rhythm in the passing game. And so, I don't know. Lee's an interesting guy to discuss. He's going to be a player that we'll talk about a lot this weekend, him and Hurns.
What's the thought on T.Y.? I mean, T.Y. Hilton's back home. We talked about the home-road splits, but he's got that tough matchup with those
quarterbacks. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind sitting him this week. And I hate to say that because, you know, it's like sitting Amari Cooper. But that Jacksonville secondary, listen, success breeds confidence. They're playing very, very well right now. I don't know, man. The home roads, I think you got to roll them out there. But I'm looking at some places, and I'm like, wow, do I start Rashard Matthews over T.Y. Hilton? I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to feel like how Mike feels this morning. You feel what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and roll him out there, but I can understand the trepidation.
When you talk about how Mike feels, though, Derek Carr was in there. You know, if E.J. Manuel was starting, it's different. Like, you got Jacoby Brissett in there, and it's like, look, T.Y. Hilton's the name.
He's either fourth or fifth in the league in receiving yards.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's had those two games against San Francisco and Cleveland, and I'm not taking him away, but now he's home against a really good secondary.
Would you sit him?
So what I'm saying is for you to consider Matthews over him is not crazy whatsoever.
No, it's not at all.
I might do it.
Frank Gore did not participate in practice. This? Something to keep an eye on.
Doesn't recognize his own producer.
he does have a hooded sweatshirt on. So
he always has a hooded sweatshirt.
Yeah, but it's covering his face. I get it.
Always has.
I never see Don Burns in here. I always see Don Burns on the fourth floor, Scott. Right. So when I see him up here, I didn't know. I thought he was. He might have been a detective.
It's
Scott.
Beneath you to go visit him. I get it.
I go. Oh, after the show, Scott, I go down to the fourth floor and I thank everybody. I've never seen you do that.
I do that every day.
Just went out of his building.
Yeah, you go home and take a nap.
And then I wake up and rest. And then I wake up and work for 10 hours while you run into your yap.
I get paid to run my yaps.
I get paid to run the digital properties and edit the executive edge, which takes hours.
RotoExperts.com. Yeah. You can find the NFL in-season exclusive edge package on RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio for a special discount.
And just update Corey, Jakey Jake stopped being a promo code about 3 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize.
He's coming at you again.
Yeah, he came for me just now. We're promo code Free Radio.
732.
Promo code F the King. How about that one? Let's get that one live.
Promo code Mrs. Parson. Cry baby.
I don't think that one's gonna. I don't think that one's gonna make it. I don't think it's gonna make the cut.
No.
That promo code. It's interesting. I like the way you're brainstorming.
I got my Ted Ginn thing. Oh, you want to talk Frank
Gore? Oh no, just do Ted Ginn.
All right, so I need two of these guys.
You need us to two to you?
Yes, help me, please, Scott.
All right, Corey needs lineup.
I should have asked you guys last night. I would have freaking.
I know.
You need lineup help.
You were sitting here. We told you got to play the guys.
Yeah, you were. Really, you were. 844-843-6879.
Yeah, Corey, tweet at FNTSY Radio for lineup help.
All right, I need two of these. This is dual flex. I need two of these five for the flex. Ginn Jr., Isaiah Crowell, Jeremy Maclin, Jameson Crowder, and I throw Nick O'Leary in there.
I would go Crowell and O'Leary. I think Crowell's wow. I have a hunch
Who
about
the
him
first
it's this
guy?
Week.
Ginn Jr.
I go with the first two.
Ginn Jr. and Crowell?
I'm going to go Crowell and O'Leary. There's nobody else for Tyrod Taylor to throw to.
Why don't you want Ted Ginn Jr. in there?
I just don't trust him. He's too boom or bust. I think O'Leary's going to have volume this week.
That's one of your favorite terms, boom or bust.
It is.
I can't sign off on Nick O'Leary. I'm sorry.
The Buffalo Bills are boom or bust.
All right. So I know we're headed towards we're continuing to go through these injuries, but Andre Ellington did not participate in practice.
Can you if he plays, can you start him if he's active, can you start him?
Over who?
As much as I'm saying to sell AP,
I got to tell you about roster context after the show.
This is another good week for him. You could run on the Rams. And I hate to say it,
he's
but
not going to get the handoff. So it's like he's going
to
catch.
I don't want the handoff. I want him to catch seven passes.
I'm saying Peterson's going to be. It could be a very good game script for Peterson once again. And if Ellington's not practicing, I don't think you can start him.
I worry about Peterson. Know what Corey was talking about earlier this week? Like somebody like dressed up in his uniform last week, and like this week, like the matchup looks great against the Rams. I'm scared that he could pitch a dud here.
I still believe that, but
Ellington,
you know, if Ellington's not practicing.
This is Ellington. I can either start Ellington in this PPR league, or I can start Crowell.
I'd start Crowell.
I think you go Crowell. You got to go with the Crow show.
I got a feeling about the Crow this week.
Really?
Keep an eye on the Joe Thomas thing.
Oh,
Joe Thomas is out.
No, that's true.
I said something good about him. Oh, you get over yourself. Okay. Every time somebody talks about Isaiah Crowell, it's not about you.
Scott, you
are a freaking egomaniac. Can we just talk about Isaiah Crowell?
That's why they brought me here.
No, they brought you here to analyze.
He's not the only one on this network.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. You can find one in every program.
Multiple.
Oh, my goodness. On Target, you got two of them.
That's a good way to close out the segment. We'll be back after this.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Experts taking you through all the injuries and preview. We're going to start previewing games here soon, taking a little deeper dive into the games for week 7. I will say that everybody in the Jets backfield appears to be healthy now. Forte, Bilal Powell both practiced in full, which makes this Elijah McGuire Forte Powell thing just kind of a mess.
I want no part.
Yeah. I don't want any part of it either at this point. I've had McGuire on rosters just for depth, but I had to play him in a pinch, and
you got
he
that.
Fell
you,
flat
you,
on
you,
his
you
face.
No, you took that 2.2, something like that.
I
whatever,
did.
Yeah,
whatever
did
the case was.
That,
I had like I had Freeman and Ingram on a bye at the same time, and so I just took a beating with that one. But
special teams guy, occasional, put him in there for change of pace. This whole committee, like Corey was saying, is something you really want to avoid. We were all on Powell in the preseason. It just hasn't happened. They're still giving Forte that seniority respect.
Exactly. Luckily, I didn't buy Powell at all before the season.
Well,
so
what
I've
running back were you taking in that area? Tevin Coleman
question.
Was going in that area a lot, too. He's
I
been
taken
excellent.
Him every time.
You would have taken him every time?
I was probably drafting
I was
him
probably,
higher than that.
I probably was more 60-40 Coleman over Powell. But it just so happens I have Coleman in my redrafts. And I got Powell in a lot of my best balls, so I like the fact that, you know, I like the way those numbers worked out.
I thought Coleman was consistently undervalued, so I was overdrafting where I could.
I was going more like Manny Sanders,
that's a good call,
Jimmy
in that
Graham.
Too.
I mean, even in that sixth round, I even was taking Kareem Hunt at times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt was going like the fifth, sixth round of those early drafts.
No, well, he was going like ninth round. I mean, yeah. I was taking him in the sixth round. Yeah. But
pulling him up the board, he's getting it done.
Jay Ajayi, so more importantly in that game, you got Jay Ajayi and Devontae Parker did not practice at
again.
All.
Again.
So
this Devontae Parker thing is giving me some a lot of hardship setting my lineup. Thankfully, I got Jermaine Curse. I'm popping him in a lot of places. I want to look up the numbers, the average fantasy points against for the Dolphins secondary, though.
Yeah, we'll get that for you.
Yeah, with Parker, they say they're hopeful he's going to play. But look, Kenny Stills will be a good plug-in, I think.
I think the Dolphins have given up maybe seventh most to the tight end. So, I mean, ASJ should be rolled out anyways.
Yeah, definitely.
19 targets in the last 2 weeks. I mean, he got robbed on that touchdown. So, I mean, if I have ASJ, I'm finding a way to put him into that lineup, like Corey did last week, where in certain scenarios you put him in the flex. And I think that's, you know, that's another thing you really have to consider this
week. Also, Safarian Jenkins, living proof that you don't really have to draft a tight end. You can just pick somebody
up
week to week.
You can just wait.
Nick O'Leary might be the next one.
He might be.
Yeah.
Miami
is
17th, so that's kind of the middle of the pack. You know, no real advantage there by playing Curse. You know, I don't know. I just wish Devontae Parker would damn play.
Yeah, but now they're saying they're like he's feeling better, they're more optimistic, but his role might be diminished. So it's like, even if he plays,
you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah,
you're going to get 6 to 11 points with Curse.
Probably.
I mean, you may get a touchdown.
Better than zero.
Yeah, that's what Curse is.
But if it's not Curse, you know who it would be. Sammy Watkins. I'm dead. That's where I'm at with Watkins now.
That's your boy.
That's where I'm at with Watkins now. I'm like, I look at Watkins' name. It's like
Jermaine
Curse or Sammy Watkins
I'm
is a thing.
You know who my dark horse
healthy.
Is. You know my dark horse is for this week, and I wrote about it on Seahawks.com. My preview: Josh Doxon. I think he's going to have a breakout.
Yeah,
week.
I think Doxon. I got
him. He's a breakout
week
against the Philly secondary. Yeah,
I have no. You know, to me, that's a good matchup. It's Monday night. That should be a hell of a game. But I'm telling you, look, I'm not saying this week because he's going up against Patrick Peterson, but I'm not going to be shocked if Sammy Watkins has a Amari Cooper type week if they ever decide to give him the damn target.
Yeah, but Doxon, he's healthy. He's ready to step forward. There's an opportunity. I think he's going to pounce on it.
Well, they're saying they want to get him involved, and that's why a couple of weeks ago when you had the opportunity to scoop him up.
You know. The Ravens continuing to be the most injured team in the NFL. You got Mike Wallace didn't participate. Max Williams didn't participate. The good news on the defensive front, Brandon Williams, your defensive tackle, did practice in full. I would imagine that means he's going to be playing on Sunday. So, Jerick McKinnon owners, keep in mind that the Ravens have their biggest run stopper on the team back in the
Well, lineup. You know what, though? That means that maybe they'll swing the ball out to him in space, you know, on flat and screen passes.
Yeah, and that Ravens defense really took a hit once Williams went out. It was a totally different unit after that. He's coming back. That's a major plus for them. But the thing about McKinnon is he can do it in the passing game. And that's why he's a borderline RB1 rest of the way from me. And I have a hard time sitting him. I mean, I have a hard time.
Yeah. Speaking of the Vikings, you got Stephon Diggs did not participate in practice. Michael Floyd, Sam Bradford also didn't participate. Laquan Treadwell. God. When is that guy going to step up?
He actually had a good game last week. He made a beautiful catch, too.
I know, but like, when is this consistently
going to
happen?
That'll be his highlight reel for his career. Yeah. Catch.
I mean, it might be. Corey,
might
Laquan
be 20,
Treadwell, 19. Anything.
I got him on a couple teams. I still haven't cut him yet in some spots. I mean, I'm trying to cut him. I'm just getting outbid on certain players and stuff. It's not happening. You know, at times throughout the training camps and the OTAs, they said he was looking good. Like he had turned the corner. Then he had gotten to a fight in practice, and he started. And then after that, the season just kind of went on the wrong route.
Yeah, and he was screaming at the referees on the sideline last week. They had to hold him back. What? But you know what, though?
He's got to listen.
Because of a penalty.
It's mental. He's got to get it. You know, he'll figure it out at some point, but he's not going to figure it out on my fantasy team.
Well, you know what, though? It could end up being a Nelson Aguilar kind of thing where at some point, you know, the light just goes on.
I'll say this. He's no Cordell Patterson.
He made a great special teams play last night, Cordero Patterson.
He made a great one-handed catch last night.
He's had a couple of great runs and stuff.
He made a great one-handed catch last night.
He's a nice addition to this Raiders team. When you have Crabtree, you have Cooper, you know, you have the Vulture, Seth Roberts, who catches those touchdowns.
Yeah.
And look, Bigfoot's appearing every now and then.
Yeah. Don't put him in your lineup. He won't appear that night.
So one guy we did talk about during one of the breaks, just to stay with the Vikings here for a second, was Teddy Bridgewater. His name is surfacing. He's been seen at practice. He's taken some reps. How does this play out
here? He's the team starting quarterback before the year's over.
You think so?
Yep.
If he's healthy, you got to play him over Case Keenum, who's just a journeyman, you know, and see what he can do here. But the Vikings are not going to throw him out there before he's ready.
Matt,
I would think it might not be till late in the season.
Yeah, Matt, Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater are both healthy. Who plays?
I don't think Sam Bradford's healthy anymore. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah. I was a big proponent of Bradford coming into the year. I don't think that knee's ever going to be good. I think his career might be over. My question is, if Case Keenum over the next few weeks plays well for this team, how do you take this guy out when a guy hasn't played in like two seasons?
Because he got the draft pedigree. Now what I would say is this.
But it wasn't even great when
he was
in.
Yeah, but you can keep him.
Well, here's the thing about
it. When
he
was, need him.
Well, he had that one season when we all were high on him, and he didn't really perform. But I think Norv and the crew were still there then. They didn't give him the full playbook. They only gave him a piece of the playbook. Now we get with Shermer in there. We like the way the offense is running a little bit better. And this will be Bridgewater's really his first opportunity to get out there with a Shermer-led offense. So he's going to have the chances. I'm not going to pick him up yet, but he will be this team's starting quarterback at some point this season because they're going to have to see what they got with him.
Yeah, Case Keenum's there to be the backup, and he's doing that job. You know, Teddy Bridgewater has the pedigree, like Corey talks about, you know, of being a very promising quarterback. And if he's healthy, they got to give him a look. Keenum's there as a stopgap. That's what he is.
You know, he's there as a stopgap. But here's the thing. Say week 10 after their bye, Bridgewater's ready to roll.
Yeah.
But if Keenum, I'm saying if, this is the stipulation, if he wins the next two games, this team continues to play well, I'm not taking him, if I'm the coach, I'm not taking him out. If he has a bad game, that's when I insert Bridgewater.
You know what I think it is? I agree with what you're saying, Matt, but I think you have to look at the fan base in the locker room. I think the fan base in the locker room are going to want Teddy Bridgewater to
be
the quarterback.
If he's 6-2, if they're 6-2 at the bye,
maybe not the locker room.
Well,
yeah,
I think you got that defense. You got offensive weapons. Look, if he falters after that, you could always go to Bridgewater. I just think you can sit him now.
I think there's a perception if they're 6-2. They've done it, and thankfully they've done it with Keenum, and they could probably want to see if they can, you know, deal even better with Bridgewater.
Okay, so now you put Bridgewater
once you get to the playoffs, you don't want Case Keenum piloting your team.
You've never seen Teddy Bridgewater in the playoffs either. You feel what I'm saying?
You got to give him that chance. So this guy,
Why do you have to give him that chance?
This guy is the pedigree.
The draft pedigree.
Case Keenum is a ham and egg a journeyman. You know they're winning, but you know they're doing it with like a journeyman backup quarterback. You want to see if the guy
haven't done that before. They got a good defense. You got offensive weapons.
You want to see if
a line that's gelling. Why would you break? I'm saying if he wins the next, why would you break that up?
Because Bridgewater might be better.
It's interesting. They're going. It's a decision that they're going to have to make at some point this season.
We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel bad for Bradford because look, I think everything lined up for him perfectly this year. It was a perfect storm, and we saw that week one. I know people bashed him because it was the Saints. They didn't give him the credit. But that guy, I don't think he's healthy. I don't think he'll ever be healthy again.
He's made like $75 million.
We got to see if Teddy's healthy. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, he had like the what's son name in Boston? He had like a Gordon Hayward type injury. So you know, how does he react to getting back on the field and running around and getting hit and stuff like that? So we got to see what his mental state is at too.
I agree. I think I would probably side with Scott in all of this. I do think that ultimately they're going to make the analysis that Case Keenum wasn't brought here to do this. We use him in desperate scenarios. We've brought in guys like Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford to try to help us win a Super Bowl. Otherwise, we would have not made all these trades.
Matter of fact,
and we would have just had Case Keenum as the quarterback.
Bridgewater does have a playoff pedigree. He should have beat the Seahawks. He was a starting quarterback that game, right? When they missed that field goal? Yeah.
The Blair Walsh game? Yeah.
Bridgewater was the starting quarterback that week. That game, right? Yeah. If I'm not mistaken,
I love this should have stuff. You know,
it's the truth.
They didn't.
I know.
They didn't. Ultimately, you know,
they had him
you
dead
lose
to
because you lose. That's it. You know,
they had him dead to rights, but
the dude missed the 20. The dude missed the extra point.
Adrian Peterson also had a key fumble.
Okay, so, that's true.
Yeah, you make losing plays, you lose. That's it.
AP,
don't do that, Scott.
AP just got strapped out of nowhere from Scotty.
I know.
He's minding his own business. Mike, Scott, Corey, and Matt back after this.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Back on the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Wherever it is you found us, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, a variety of terrestrial radio stations across the country, or the Fantasy Sports Radio app, we appreciate it. Hit us up on Twitter at FNTSY Radio and give us a call at 844-843-6879. So we were talking about injuries. For some reason, we're talking about the 2015 Super Bowl. As we continue to go through, the Steelers relatively, the Bengals relatively healthy. John Ross is actually limited participation in practice. But, man, if you're stashing that guy, you got to be in some kind of deep league. Could be dynasty league implications there for John Ross, but I don't think you can play him until you really see him out there. Steelers have some significant injuries, but none that are noticeably fantasy relevant. Marcus Gilbert, tackle, didn't participate in practice. Stephon Tuitt did not participate in practice. So they're dealing with some key injuries there. Just keep that in mind when you're playing some of the Bengals. So as we continue to go through, Cowboys, Corey, not a particularly loaded injury report finally. You got Sean Lee, full participation. Tyron Smith, full participation.
Definitely want to have those are two rocks of that team. Maybe not the guys that you get, you know, maybe not the star power guys, but definitely Sean Lee makes that defense much better when he's on the field. And Tyron Smith not been himself so far this year. Obviously, you want him to get healthy, go ahead and set that edge and be that insurance policy for Dak Prescott. Dallas Cowboys offense in a very good spot this week, though, coming off the bye. They should be able to put some nice numbers up against the San Francisco 49ers. His defense.
Yeah, Cole Beasley's an interesting play this week.
Why?
Because he's going to get targets and he could get in the end zone.
I don't know.
The 49ers secondary's awful.
Who would you rather play? Cole Beasley? I mean, you got to be in a pinch.
A lot of teams are.
But Dallas, I mean, you know what Dallas offense is. Dallas offense is Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant, Dak Prescott. That's the fantasy assets.
They're going to eat, but what I'm saying is they can roll up enough numbers to where Beasley could have like five catches for 65 yards and a touchdown.
Who you think that's a who's more likely to have that same stat line, 5 for 65 and a touch? Who's more likely to have that, Cole Beasley or Jason Witten?
Jason Witten.
Yeah, I would play Witten over Beasley. Even
I'm not arguing on that. Yeah. I'm just saying Beasley could be a thing this week.
I think one of them has that stat line, not
you know,
both of them.
If you're in that area where you're looking at Benny Fowler and
Beasley.
But I'm saying within that range, Ted Ginn Jr., I think Beasley has to be in that conversation this week.
Okay. So, interesting. Beasley has not really put up numbers other than last week when he had the two touchdowns, but Scott likes the matchup, so we'll keep taking a look at that. As far as the Niners are concerned, a lot of guys on the injury report, but it's mostly good news where you have Pierre Garçon fully participating in practice as well as George Kittle participating in practice. So, Broncos, Chargers, we continue to go through it. Cody Latimer didn't practice. We've talked a lot this week about Benny Fowler because we're dealing with Emmanuel Sanders, who did not practice. Demaryius Thomas.
He's been ruled out already, right, Sanders?
Is that right?
I believe he's been ruled out already.
He was ruled out on Monday. Yep. And the interesting thing about Fowler is he caught two touchdown passes against the Chargers in the opener, and the Chargers allowed the second most touchdown passes to wide receivers this year in fantasy with 9.
So there you go. Yeah. Continues. I mean, certainly Fowler has been a hot waiver wire pickup because of the Sanders news. Demaryius Thomas was limited in practice, so I think that's trending towards the positive, but we'll have to.
He's expected to play.
So we will.
And
I mean,
Simeon
I think
he likes Fowler. He looked for him.
So continue down through this injury report. The Chargers, which have been a team that's kind of been ravaged by injuries this year. Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon both did practice. It's limited. I think you just keep an eye on it, but we expect them to both play.
I think Allen was a new addition to the injury report, but they're not that concerned about it.
Yeah, Corey Legit, their defensive tackle, looks like he's not going to play. He did not participate in practice again. He's a veteran, so I'd keep an eye on it. Maybe he goes out there today. I'm just thinking it could mean positive things for the C.J. Anderson bounce-back game. Hopefully. Would you expect anything out of C.J. Anderson this week?
I think the matchup says that it could happen, but sometimes these division games like that, they get a little bit more the ball is in the air a little bit more in these division rivalry type games.
Sometimes these division games are low scoring too when you don't expect it.
Scotty, you talked about C.J. Procise yesterday. He's limited in practice, but you expect a little bit of something here?
He's been getting upgraded throughout the week. He had a setback in the beginning of the week, but now he's been trending in the right direction. I would not be surprised if on game day at some point they announce that C.J. Procise is the starting running back for Sunday. I don't have anything that I've been told on this. I'm going on a hunch here, but just because I don't think they have any confidence in Rolls. I don't think Lacey is... I think the ankle surgery is still a lingering issue. And if Procise is in there, you know, I feel like he could be a dual-purpose guy and at least share the load as a running back.
You'll be there to watch it, right?
Yep.
All right. So, Scotty rooting on his Seahawks.
Nope.
It's Matt,
can't
Scott,
the press box.
Corey.
Oh, you'll be rooting.
We're back on the road. Who are you kidding?
Nope.
We'll be back after this.
You're not fooling nobody.
Nope.